From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, December 24th, 2013. Claude Hatton is reporting in the Daily Mail, a statewide gift-giving program has reached Greene and Columbia counties. United Way of Columbia and Greene counties recently received a large shipment of toys, games, jackets, and coats for distribution among needy families and individuals just in time for Christmas. New York State Department of Transportation employees delivered 175 toys, 100 coats, hats, and gloves Friday, December 20th, filling the showroom of Scott Alarm Systems in Catskill. Outer Stuff, a youth clothing company based in New York, the New York State Troopers Police Benevolent Association, First Book and Barnes & Noble, Carnegie Hall, and the Toy Industry Foundation were among the private corporations and organizations that contributed to the effort. The United Way will distribute the items locally. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Public News Service is reporting pressure is mounting for realtors statewide to stop the use of disposable bags, but the push for change is greatest in New York City, where discarded plastic bags, often seen stuck in trees and in sewers, are being called urban tumbleweed. Mike Clifford has the story.
The call is going out for Governor Andrew Cuomo to put a lid on New Yorkers' 10 billion disposable bag per year habit by imposing a fee on retailers who package their sales in disposable bags. Saima Anjum with Environmental Advocates of New York estimates most disposable bags are good for one trip from the store and have a useful life of about 12 minutes. She says the problem is that they add to the state's solid waste problem, and plastic bags in particular have a tendency to become neighborhood nuisances.
If you walk down the street, you'll see plastic bags stuck in trees, you'll see them in the sewers. I like to say that plastic bags are kind of the new tumbleweed, and we really need to find a way to take care of this problem.
Anjum says consumers can help by bringing a reusable bag to the store when they shop. Her group is urging Cuomo to impose statewide fees on the use of disposable bags in his executive budget. Critics say now is a bad time to be thinking about fees given the tough economy, but Anjum says there would be a short-term revenue gain for the state and the impact of the fee would be reduced as retailers and consumers change their habits by switching to reusable bags.
In Washington, D.C., they actually implemented a 5-cent charge on plastic bags, and it really resulted in an 86% of a reduction in plastic bag use in just the first couple of months.
Anjum says several communities in New York, including Southampton, have already enacted bans that are working well.
Seems like a no-brainer. I mean, retailers spend about $4 billion a year on plastic bags. We'll pay for them up front, but then they trickle down into the cost of their products. That's a lot of money. You know, businesses could be saving that.
Anjum says New Yorkers can start helping by switching to reusable bags, which she says are less flimsy, often hold more, and are easier to handle, while they help the environment. For Public News Service, I'm Mike Clifford.
Jordan Carlio Evangelist is reporting at Capital Confidential. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's fourth State of the State address will be held January 8th in the Empire State Plaza Convention Center. The governor is expected to lay out his legislative agenda for the coming year at that time. New Yorkers who wish to attend the speech should visit the governor's homepage at www.governor.ny.gov to register. The registration period goes from Monday, December 23rd through 5 p.m. Monday, December 30th. Guests will be notified of their selection via email by Monday, January 6th. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Taking a look at the weather forecast for Greene and Columbia counties, today there is a slight chance of snow showers between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. It'll be partly sunny with a high near 33. Tuesday night, a slight chance of snow showers before 8 p.m., cloudy with a low around 9. Wednesday, Christmas Day, will be mostly sunny with a high near 21. Wednesday night, a slight chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 17. Thursday, there is a slight chance of rain showers after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 37. And Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 23. Friday will be mostly sunny with a high near 37. And Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 20. Sunrise today was at 7:22 a.m. and sunset today is at 4:28 p.m. with the length of the day being 9 hours and 6 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.